All right.
Recording?
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. My name is Mr. Negative. And boy, am I negative. Here with BB.
What's up?
We're doing movie laugh tracks. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's been around a few years. Perhaps not.
If but you're just sinking, the hot chick in the cutoff jeans, her ass was just showing.
BB has got faith. Numb nuts. Mustache guy. He didn't like the looks of it. What happened to those shorts?
I think she gets wrapped. I don't even like saying the word.
Let me guess. These guys are in the linen business.
It looks like they work for the zoo.
These khakis are.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Interesting.
Boy, those guys look shady.
Hitchhiking is,
She's pretty cute, huh?
I mean, she's looking to get into a rape situation, isn't she?
She got some little tiny chichis.
And we're already racial.
Except she's a little blondie.
She's got some hustle.
I like it. I like those cutoffs, yo.
UPS? Look what Brown do for you.
What are those guys?
They look like they're weird.
They look like Jack Hanna.
I want to check that logo.
Boy, he's just creepy.
Western Gas Electric Company. A little bit of a redneck.
What kind of truck is that for an electric company?
I've been in here for a couple of years. She was only going like a minute away.
I know. I don't think she needed a hitchhike.
She's got a pretty posh.
No.
No, skip it. Looks like she's on the water.
Yeah, no, the land. Check out the land value.
Look at the view.
Yeah, that's a hell of a view.
Shitbird City.
It's always like San Francisco, right? Like somewhere else. That near Sausalito.
He just likes saying Sausalito. These yokels are.
This is not going to be a good scene.
Before GPS, I'd be tracking that van. Time for a heater. It's 85. I'd like killing some time with a good heater.
No, I wish I still smoked.
Not me.
Well, because you smoke. What's going on in there?
What's this guy doing?
That looks like Conan the Barbarian.
Looks like the guy from Cobra.
What, he just appeared there.
Is that Jeff Fahey in the mix?
I don't know who that is. I like that vest he's throwing down. It looks like he might also be a trapeze artist.
So that girl works for this guy? Is that the thing?
I guess.
What the heck's up with that blade?
It's not a knife. This is a knife. Let's get a nice little
knuckles,
handle right on there, too. Oh!
Oh, God.
Kidney. Dude.
So creepy. I like killing.
Oh,
that looks very real.
Some red paint. I got my 501 blues. Uh-oh. Looks like you won't be needing those beers. Oh, lordy.
Jeez. This guy
is
cool.
Really got off with the Parks Department.
Jeez.
Rob Stovall chiming in.
Oh, hey, Rob.
Be weird. Yeah.
Yeah, chime her in.
The Enforcer, 1976.
Harry Gardino. The reason why we're watching this movie is for who's coming up next.
That and the length.
Oh, no, not next. Maybe the next one.
Whatever happened to these
You know
things?
Her as Cagney or Lacey. I can't remember which.
I like that freaking.
They're always in San Francisco, usually. But
water helicopter thing.
Where's Tyne Daly? Oh, there she is. Cagney or Lacey. I can't remember which.
You decide.
I think this is San Fran.
Yeah.
The San Francisco tree.
I like that lazy sax getting in the mix there, baby.
Joel Cox always edits a nice film.
BB is firing off some credits for us here. Who's this guy?
I work alone, usually.
Is this where he first says to make my day? In this, like, first scene?
Well, in the original one, this ain't the original.
This isn't the original? Well, the original was Dirty Harry.
Yeah, exactly.
This is, like, later.
Not much later. This is one of the...
Well, he's still got those blue blockers. Sterling Siliphant? What the hell kind of name is that?
I don't know.
It's weird.
He always shoots these movies in San Fran.
Robert Daly.
What's the deal with that? I wonder why. You just like San Francisco?
It's an exciting city, I hear.
It's a nice city.
What are you trying to say?
Well, the gays like it.
And we're back into the stereotypes. I think Jupiter isn't here.
Dude, those shades are money.
He's driving us out of
control. God almighty. What's going on?
I wish I could get one of those station wagons. Honey, I got a new car. Station wagon. Be like, the hits keep coming for me over here, huh?
Well, they just saw somebody suspicious over there.
Oh, nice camera work.
Right next to that Pinto. Oh, that's right. I think he just like shoots up the whole place right now.
Table for two. Come on, it's a heart attack. Why would, wouldn't they call an ambulance?
What's Dirty Harry going to do about it?
I mean, this heart attack is deep in the restaurant. How can he see anything?
It's like Campese's. So this guy's just rubbing his wrist? That's what you do?
He's faking. Isn't this a scheme you could do, is fake to get your free dinner bill? I think that's... thing's done. See, look.
What's a con artist or something?
That's his con.
Get out of here, you bastard.
You cheap bastard. I ain't got time for you.
The guy looks like he might be a distant relative of the Munsters.
Where's the orangutan? Or is that a different movie?
No, the other guy. The orangutan. Isn't that Every Which Way But Loose?
Left turn, Clyde.
That would be a perfect one to do.
That'd be a perfect partner for this movie.
Look at that. Look at that siren. That's funny.
Does it look very legit?
No, it doesn't. I like the magnet one that they throw up on the car.
That looks like the props guy is cutting some corners.
What the fuck? I'll just go in and shoot him.
We got a hostage situation in the liquor store.
Dirty Harry is just like, fuck.
He ain't got time, dude.
Well. The Dirty Harry movies, they love those, like, sawed off shotguns.
Yeah. I got this. Boosh.
Speaking of which, did you get
my name is Dirty Harry.
Would you get your semi-automatic weapon yet?
Me? I need to. Before Obama.
No kidding.
From my dead, cold, dead hands.
They're trying to take the guns away from us. Take us over.
Liberals, unapologetic.
Dirty Harry is not for gun control. I guarantee you that.
What is this liquor store?
Neither is Clint Eastwood.
La Franchetti?
The guy with his pea shooter.
This is the longest walk across the street I've ever seen. Oh, 20 minutes. I'm gonna plug her.
Pardon me.
You just gonna roll right in?
I'll get a little bit of a cough.
Get on the floor. It was a scheme, huh? Oh, he's got a band of robbers. So they're going to hostage their way out?
I mean, why didn't they just hurry up and get out of there?
Where's the snipers? I don't trust that frisk.
So they just took too much time during the robbery?
Well, how much did three dudes get out of the liquor store? Like $75? It looks like it's earlier in the day, too. I think this is very well thought out. Well,
that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, how long does it take to get the cash from the register?
Looks like they're doing a brisk business in there. Easy!
What's he going to do? So he's going to go back and get a gun or something and then...
Jive-ass bastard, huh?
Yep.
He's like, keep it clean. I want it on TNT later. What do they want? My car.
What are you
going to do?
Yep.
What? I've seen Where's this the movie? Wagon?
I've seen all these movies. He's giving him a car.
Is he in charge?
He makes himself in charge. Just fucking sidestepped that shotgun blast, huh?
Isn't there hostages? Damn.
I love the way that gun sounds.
There's four dudes with the liquor store. I got like $20 out of this score.
What did he shoot in there? Tear gas?
Smoke bomb?
I think his captain's probably going to yell at him.
Well, the liquor store people... I think you should start working down that look at the office, the vest. It's pretty fucking strong.
So the police department got a pretty big bill for that move.
The Italian liquor store is being rebuilt as we speak.
Like you said, I mean, there's four guys in there robbing a liquor store, and they took so long in there that they got surrounded.
That wasn't very good.
No, that's a bad plan. Nice stash. Nice and clean. All these Dirty Harry movies.
Yell trick-or-treat at him!
And Captain's always on his ass.
When you're defending your position, you always want to watch that fucking hyperbole a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right. What?
What? Do you know who I am? I'm the mayor of Carmel, California.
So he's moving a homicide?
Ten years?
On the deck.
On the dot, huh?
Oh, look at that haircut.
Is that a Caesar?
Another strong stash.
Yeah, Mr. Neg could have rolled a stash in here, no problem.
Yeah. He's nervous.
Son of a bitch! Where did he come from?
I guess he wasn't on the dot.
Stenographers, give him another look.
So he's hiring, huh? Dirty Harry does not like to do that.
Three women. Money Penny!
I rented that movie. Skyfall.
Oh, I want to see that.
It was good.
Skyfall!
Thank you, Adele.
Another fine hit from Adele.
Boy, she keeps them coming.
Thank you!
All while being retired.
I'd like to thank my pipes.
She's got a serious accent. She's pretty cool, it seems. I mean, the few
cool.
Times, no, I mean, just the few times I've seen her give a speech on an award show.
Oh, she's going to be a beating, dude.
I don't know.
He's behind the desk. What is going on here? Oh, Tyne Daly.
Yeah.
She's spry.
She looks like, kind of like, she's got a little Ralph Macchio thing going.
Yeah, her body is changed considerably from this.
Yes, of course I'm not going to. I can't talk much about bodies changing. Mine has changed a lot.
I just look old. That's my problem.
Tyne is a young lad here.
Is that a number two pencil he's got?
It better be if he's using a Scantron.
I like that jacket.
He got demoted because he drove the car through the windows. That's what the dealio is.
How are you with an orangutan?
Because that's my partner.
Are you friends with Morgan Freeman? Are you a conservative? Vote for Mitt Romney. How about you?
Well, old Mitt. You haven't heard much from him, huh?
Yeah, he's a little quiet. Everyone's good on Mitt.
Right.
I like W. Oh, those conservatives, they just need to go away. Just go away. Rick Perry, just stay away, Rick.
We're good. I don't know why we can't all get along.
What? Kind of got a drill sergeant thing working. Why is he so pissed off in the interview? Because he's emotive.
Yeah, he's just taking it all out on the little lady.
And he was late. So he's trying to make up for it. Not finished. Do I look like I'm finished?
Here we go.
Quick pro quo. Jeez.
She's got a good memory.
She's quoting the books. All right, that's plenty of good. Hit the showers.
I used to watch that show with my mom. I don't know exactly how old I was.
Cagney and Lacey?
Yeah. I remember kind of liking it. I think I was pretty young. I mean, I probably was like, I don't know, junior high or something.
I'm not finding this show very good.
It's hard to do when two assholes are sitting here making fun of it.
You are annoying.
These guys are hardcore. That guy just looks crazy. He's got crazy eyes.
I think he's been in a couple of things.
Probably. Especially with those nice straight teeth.
So they're stealing. Oh, there's a gang of these people, huh?
There is.
Oh, they're making it like the...
like gypsies.
Well, who was that one dude? Charles Manson. It's like a Manson crew.
Right.
Is that Richard Pryor's in the mix in there?
That's not Richard Pryor. Where's the hitchhiker? They got crime ring here, like you said.
Is that Mike Ditka back there? What the hell's going on here?
The other guy, I've seen him in other movies too.
But this guy's the leader.
Yeah, he is. And the gas truck.
Too bad they had... they don't have any GPS locators. Where the hell is Paul and Gene?
Where are they anyway?
Shipping
yard, huh?
Hey man, I don't got a receipt. Hey Gramps, can you just let me in?
This guy don't care.
Security guard's not very thorough.
No. He's old, too.
He's getting ready to fall over.
Oh, no, not the old guy.
A knife? He only had like another week left.
Boy, he likes to just stab people right in the kidney, huh?
That blade is
intense. It is. Alrighty then.
You didn't get a good job or anything?
That guy's a killing machine. That's his third kill.
For those of you keeping track at home.
I'm keeping score.
Clint's got about 5 or 6. Plus he berated Tom Daly with his misogyny.
Not Tom.
Screw you, woman. It's hard for those first woman cops I met.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm sure it was.
They survived the rape.
Yeah, fucking A.
And back to comedy.
That's why I didn't even say it earlier. I said rap. I'm telling you, you say rape, it's like, what did you just say? That's a terrible word.
I hear you. It's pretty Jupiter-esque.
No, it's just...
I'm just trying to be funny with the situation. Yeah, well, I know generally it's not funny.
Good try.
I get it. It's kind of like you and your racism that you like to bandy about.
I'm racist.
Ooh, my little pepecita.
It's usually like jalapeno or something I enjoy to eat. What are they getting out of here? Ammo?
Oh, look at that El Dorado.
Is that ammo that they're getting?
Is that Clint's old partner?
I think it is, yeah.
He's got partnered up with this guy. Uh-oh.
They don't want to get into this.
This place doesn't look very official.
They need to call backup. I mean, as soon as you find that old guy right there, you're just going to call for backup.
Yeah, or something.
He's murdered.
They might have just thought he died of old age.
Not with all that red paint he's going to be laying in. See, the other guy said call backup. I mean, why doesn't he just wait for the backup?
He's just going to waddle in there with a 45?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. What are they getting here? I can't remember. Oh.
Bazookas. Of course.
Wrapped up like in wax paper.
Oh, this would be great. This will be great.
She doesn't look like she's on board.
Mm-mm.
She's slamming those bazookas around, huh?
She needs a little help. They need two people on that box, if you ask me.
No shit. What is this guy doing?
Richard Pryor?
He can't, not him, the cop. He's going to try to take all these guys out?
What? This is a questionable plan.
It's a terrible plan.
Oh, so this is Dirty Harry's old partner.
It is.
So he's going to get killed and he's going to be really pissed. I got 6 bullets.
One guy.
And excellent night vision.
Let's rush him. There's Ditka.
Who's this guy? Oh, it's the killing machine is going to knife him.
I think it's either that or the driver. You know, the leader of the gang.
Those bazookas are just there for the taking, huh?
I guess so.
Oh, no, they shot that girl.
By accident.
Jeez! If somebody shoots a gun that close to me, I'm not going to be happy.
No.
I'm be like, dude, what the fuck? I'm standing right here.
Especially if it's your girlfriend.
You're tending to her wounds.
But it seems like your ears would be ringing.
It seems like I wouldn't trust my friend very much. Trigger happy.
No, that guy's killed. Was that number 5, I think?
He's the strongest of the bunch. He's the only one that can lift the box.
Definitely is.
He went struggling.
Wow, he's really alive.
He ain't dead yet. Why are they rolling around in, like, members-only jackets?
Because those are awesome. I have one of those.
Where did he have to call from backup?
They seem like they're in a remote area.
They're at the Pacific Shipping Yards. Scum bitch!
Dude, that guy's just got to get out of the way. He knew that thing was coming.
I don't think that was police procedure on any of that. I like this guy.
Look at that. Did you see that huge pinky ring?
What does that mean? Is that something special?
I don't think so. I used to want one of those.
Pinky ring?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It's a pretty strong move.
That's crazy. At the time, I think it would have been funny.
Well, the thing about the pinky ring is you got to work it into your bits, you know? Exactly. You gotta talk to the phone. You gotta have that ring out a little bit.
That's right.
Especially in the cell phone era, it's pretty handy.
That's ridiculous, though. Pinky ring is. It looks like a temporary hospital or something. Like they're in a tent.
Doesn't look like he's getting very good care.
Triage center.
What is this, like 73?
Bunch of masking tape on that oxygen thing.
Medicine's come a long way. 50, 30 years.
What is it? I think it's like 1970. That's 6.
And, oh, good work, baby. Did it just pause when that happened, though?
No, it didn't pause.
Huh.
See how they got the masking tape just holding it up there?
Who's his docked? He looks like he's under quite a bit of pain, too. He looks like he could use a pain med.
I know.
I like his new partner.
So he's giving Harry the scoop, huh? Dirty Harry's not going to let anything like this happen to his partner.
I'm not really buying this guy's acting performance very much. This, you know how like when you call somebody and you want to tell them you're sick, you always get in like a sick voice?
Right.
Kind of got that going a little bit. Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I feel terrible. Terrible.
Not going to make it into work today.
Oh, dude, this thing is killing me. Shut up. You ain't in the hospital. You didn't just get stabbed like homeboy here.
Yeah, no kidding.
My back's hurting.
That guy's killed, like, I think 5.
Why do you have that thing in your nose anyway? I don't understand what that's for.
I think it's oxygen.
I think it's medicine gone wrong.
But they...
Should
they
be an oxygen mask? Why would you only get it out of one nostril?
No, they don't. They hadn't even, you know, came up with that, those things, you know, that... I don't know. It usually just kind of rests in your nose, you know? No mask.
I don't trust this hospital.
Oh.
Is this Parkland?
The claw.
No smoking. That song, that sign is like revolutionary for the time.
Yep. But it was a hospital. Uh-oh.
That's it?
Flatlined.
Code red.
Oh, Dirty Harry, he's got a responsibility now.
Cup of black coffee coming down, it looks like.
Yep. And put some whiskey in there from his desk.
You okay, Harry? Where's my orangutan? Right turn, Clyde.
Records.
Look at that ring. What the hell is that thing?
Looks like an onyx.
It's like a mood ring.
It's a pretty nice piece of jewelry. I think that's the same guy that has a pinky ring. Maybe not.
I know we're not very funny, but we're definitely talking men's jewelry this edition. Men's jewelry from the 70s with BB and Mr. Nick. I'll make a threat.
Well, they don't get along, this guy.
Oh, this is a volatile relationship.
Uh-huh.
Can he crack a smile, or how does his mouth work?
I don't think
so. Looks like it's, the corners are pretty wedged in.
I know. That's true. It is a syndicate. Everybody's got their role, but man, that guy going around killing everybody, he's the main guy. That's what you need when you have a crime ring.
I don't trust these two cops to break this case.
I hope we don't have to hear that knife again. That noise is awful.
When does he get hooked up with Tyne Daly?
Pretty soon. And I don't think he's happy about it.
Me love you long time.
That's nothing to do with it.
What do you think about her? I mean,
Tyne. I don't know, man. She doesn't look much like a woman.
Is she a lesbian?
In real life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
is it just because of the short hair I'm saying that?
No, I know. I mean, she looks very boyish.
I think she's a pretty good actress.
No, she's not bad.
She's believable.
She looks more man than Justin Bieber.
Please give me a shot, detective. Inspector, sorry.
They're selling bazookas. One-shot disposable bazooka. That's funny. It's like razor blades. That's a one-shot disposable.
Who's this Cuban militant who's describing it to him?
Tom Landry's there, I think.
Viva Fidel. Vamanos.
He does look like a Cuban military. That's right on.
This guy's freaking toupee is outstanding. Look at that rug. It's got a bump on there?
I think that's another good call.
Catching a wave.
Look, that's another good call. I think that's a huge rug.
Man, I would roll in a toupee no problem if I went bald.
Hey.
I'm just encouraging you, Rob.
Dude, look at that.
That'd be a strong-ass look.
Tyne almost just got exhaust right in her face.
She's a little close. That's Juliet drinking water for those listening at home.
That's right, we're at Rob Stovall Studios, huh? Boy, those cars that they drove back in the day, they're like tanks.
Love that car.
He didn't even let her get in the car.
This is dirt road.
Those cars are made of heavy steel, huh?
This thing's going to need some brakes in about a week.
He's driving it pretty rough.
Slamming on him. So, what's up with your orangutan? I'm a street fighter on the weekends, okay? So, I get used to it, lady. I'm also mayor of Carmel, California, huh?
Not anymore, huh?
Pebble Beach, maybe you've heard of it.
I've never been to Pebble Beach. It would be kind of cool to go there.
Well, if I was in the top 1%, maybe I would.
I've talked to people that have played that golf course. They say it's awesome. Like, the ridiculous views that you get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's expensive.
Looks pretty cool on TV.
It's like $400 to play or something.
Mm.
Time, if you're going to be with me, you're going to follow my lead.
Before I decide who I'm going to be with, where's Cagney?
I think she is Lacey, I think. Is she Lacey?
I don't really remember that show. Okay, let's look at some medical care from the 70s. This should be good.
Where's the masking tape?
What's that microphone dangling?
I guess they're recording it.
This doesn't look very professional.
They should just be using an iPhone.
Is that John Malkovich?
No. Pretty detailed scene here. About how he got killed.
That's how I try to talk in the microphone.
Stare at it. Oh, God. You don't want to hear a bone saw.
Why did they have to do so much of an autopsy when they know that he got stabbed?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Is this the old guy or this is his partner?
I think it's the old guy, which was his partner, right?
I meant the old guy.
Well, I mean, why are they in there just watching all that? What the hell?
Is this necessary?
This is weird.
Who's the shadow puppet?
What did he pull out of there?
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
I don't know why this is pertinent in the case.
I don't either. It's like he got shot. Let's move on.
Is this man with two brains?
If I was Tyne, I'd just, like, get out of there.
That's right.
It's like, what's that Dexter?
That guy is the Dexter, probably. You having a good time?
Welcome to Homicide.
Yeah, I'm a Western guy on the weekend, so...
What was that?
Get used to it.
Clint Eastwood's booking it.
Why is Tyne Runs really strange?
Kind of like a man. What happened in there? explosion.
Is that the guy from Harold and Kumar?
I don't think so. It looked like him.
I'm calling some shots in this.
I know,
you are. Look-alike game today.
It's true. That guy did look like
John Cho.
Harold?
Whatever his name is. Where did he get that coat? It's phenomenal.
Eastwoods?
Yeah.
I know. I love that coat. I noticed it earlier.
Did you see? Look at the zipper thing.
No, I like it. Awesome. I love it. It is nice.
This guy doesn't seem very official.
Really, what is that? Sailing team?
Oh, this guy's on the scene.
Heavy smoker, I think.
That guy, you think?
Yeah, his voice.
He's a little rough. Looks like he's probably worked in a couple of vodkas as well.
Definitely. He's a little puffy.
Panama Jack, where's he at? They're doing a lot of running in this movie.
I know. You just saw him.
Didn't we already go through this breezeway?
Oh,
it's,
man.
It is. It's Richard Pryor.
It is not. That guy looks money, though.
You know what hat would be cool to get?
Well, he's sporting that hat. He looks good sporting that hat.
I like that safari hat, too. Like the white hard hat.
Right.
I'll throw that down.
Uh-oh.
Grab that hat. It's a ball.
I guess there's not much, anything pertinent in there since he threw it in the dumpster. I mean,
she got it without checking it?
That seems like a bad move, though, that the guy just dumped it. I guess he figured he...
That guy's got a great look. That's the kind of parts that I get.
What the hell? Look at her. She's still carrying that briefcase.
She's like 8 miles back.
Well, that's a serious hill, though.
She should look. I mean, she looks like a nun. She's reminding me for some reason.
That's a good call too. I hate to be singing your praises every time, but
I like that Hammond B3 coming in there too.
I like that music.
Where do they go?
See, that's kind of have like a church lady thing going on.
I don't think she's very hot.
No.
It just seems like for this part, they should have got maybe a hotter chick, but I don't know. I don't know who showed up at casting.
Yeah, well, you know. These ones are kind of harsh. They're always shooting a lot of people and stuff, so.
I mean, this thing's a little cheesy. I'll keep him going, baby. I like that Volkswagen. Nice looking Volkswagen. God, this chase is going on forever. Shouldn't he put that thing up? What? Tyne Daly is keeping up from the ground floor, huh? Huh. What? This rooftop chase thing is out of control, baby. It's still going on.
And I know.
Tyne's keeping up from the bottom.
I know, with that briefcase too, right? It's a pretty cool scene, actually. Somebody's cold at Rob's house.
Saxophone is screaming.
It is.
Oh,
shit.
Whoa, what's going on down there? adult film.
I like how, like in the 70s and the 80s, they just put T and A in it for no reason, you know?
Like, see that director's look he was throwing down?
It does not have to be like a porn movie that they drop in on. It's immaterial to the story. That's why I think it's funny that they throw him in there.
Where in the heck were they shooting that thing?
Some shady apartment, it looks like. Which is about right.
Da-da-da.
It's pretty smooth. Trip over the fence. Oh, nice. Not a bad one by Clint Eastwood either.
That was his double, I'm sure. You think I can get over a fence? You got another thing coming, man.
He's still pretty young in 1978 or whatever.
He looks like he's having trouble with physical activity.
You think so?
I don't think he's in very good shape. I mean, he's tough and everything, but...
Right.
That's what BB said about me one time. Now I know what he meant. Another racial comment.
I can't believe he made him show his badge.
Cagney?
Dude, she kept up with that big old briefcase pretty good.
Is this guy his partner?
It might be his new supervisor or something.
It's a lieutenant.
AJ Bessler.
He's got a blow dryer too, huh?
I think that's the guy with the pinky ring.
That's the guy with the toupee, is poofy.
Yaburu.
Yaburu?
They just made that up. That doesn't mean anything.
They're making up this whole movie as they go. Just come in here and say it was a black group called Yaburu.
Yaburu.
Got it.
Come on. I bet you that's not even in Wikipedia. That bomb looks like some hot dogs.
Well, yep. 45 minutes of solid gold nonstop comedy so far, BB.
That's true.
Solid gold.
I think that's true.
Rob is quite the host over here.
What's in that briefcase, man?
Breaking out some chips.
They never checked the briefcase. Was there important papers in there?
I don't know.
Drugs? Some pens?
This guy's not going to change his coat.
No kidding. But if I had a coat that cool, I'd wear it all the time also.
I'd be wearing it right now.
He went to the barber shop, yo.
Watch my fade,
holy
dog.
Shit, look at that. That is a great afro.
That thing is like picked and tight.
I mean, it's awesome. Oh, shit. I think it's time to leave now.
Tyne Daly's actually getting some looks Uh-oh. In here.
Now Tyne, who's laughing?
They're like, Tyne Daly, that's my kind of woman. Weird, dumpy white chick.
Hey, the white prize is the white prize. Who's this guy?
Is that James Worthy?
James Worthy. Oh, I recognize that guy. I think he plays a bad guy.
Are you with the boobaroo?
The made up
The African American tribe.
The choker necklace is a strong move.
Uh-oh.
It's all right. She's there. She got what we like.
Everybody calls the cops pigs in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in there?
This guy's got some... It's very African place you have here, sir.
It is some pretty serious decor.
This guy's gonna... He's taking the continent to the stateside.
Well, he didn't even get Callahan a drink.
What's he having?
What the hell? He wouldn't got himself a scotch. He doesn't even offer one to this guest.
I'm on duty.
That doesn't matter.
Don't touch my golden rhino, cop.
I wish I had a golden rhino.
I do too. I'd be wearing it right now. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Like on my shoulder or something.
Right.
He's rolling pinky ring too.
I think that's actually his ring finger.
Hmm.
Yeah, not his pinky.
Of course he's wearing a slab of onyx.
Callahan hasn't taken that coat off, you're right.
Did he just call him a honky?
I think so.
I've never minded being called honky.
No.
It's really not that derogatory, is it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's supposed to be, but it doesn't offend me.
Is that like honky? Oh, that's it. This thing's on now.
Nobody calls me a no honky. One.
Don't do it. What does it mean?
I don't know.
What's the root of it, I wonder?
I have no idea.
This guy would definitely be a good guy to ask.
I'm full from the P.F. Chang's.
Those lettuce wraps. Betsy, I gotta get a step.
That's true. I was saying that. That's a nice office chair. I wouldn't be able to get any work done with anything that poofy. Be taking naps all day.
What's the purpose of this conversation, I wonder?
He's looking for that syndicate.
I mean, Tyne Daly, she's been getting digits for like 20 minutes out there.
Oh, no, yeah, there's no telling.
You got a job? Nice.
So he doesn't like the guy. The leader.
Is that a crab he's wearing? That Callahan.
He tried to recruit him, huh? So Tyne just reasoned with him, huh?
What are you talking about? She gave it up.
No.
She didn't get that much attention in a while.
I don't want to talk about that again. Don't say that word.
I won't say it.
Okay.
I issued it one too many times. You're right, it doesn't need to be on tape, even though.
Say rap.
It's tough. It's a tough comedy line, I'll tell you that.
If you say somebody got rapped, it sounds better.
When it hits, it's hilarious, though, BB.
I hear you. And I like how San Francisco's got that, the bus system is like on cables, you know? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's all electric, I guess.
Looks like I need to work in some stop signs.
That's pretty
somewhere.
Cool. That's the way everybody rolls in Dallas. You roll through them, yo.
That's the way most people drive in Dallas right there, except they're on the phone.
Well, that's a shiny cop car. That guy takes pride in his rig.
What the hell's going on?
They set up a lot of perimeters in this movie.
Is this 48 hours? See? Another hostage situation.
Another perimeter situation.
Is that the barber shop?
I don't know. I think, no, I think it's somewhere else.
Tyne Daly's like, I'll cover it. Those are my peeps.
Is Ice Cube there? Some serious haircuts in this movie.
What, little boy Blue isn't going to get a whole lot done in the middle. I don't
know. Boy, he looks just like little boy Blue. You're hitting like a motherfucker.
You love that cocking of the guns.
I got the perimeter set.
Get the exits. Who's robbing a barber shop? I don't understand these robbers.
I don't know what's going on.
They have the worst criminals in San Francisco. It is a black barber
shop.
It
is.
They're going to show him Tyne Daly's digits and they're going to get off. Maybe not. If you're going to flip somebody off, don't you just give them the finger? You don't do a motioning of the finger up in the air, do you?
So what is the deal? What'd they get, rest them all or whatever?
They're just screwing with Dirty Harry.
Look at that guy's hair, man. That guy does look like Caesar.
They definitely got a rug on there. Look at that thing.
Why do they have all these rugs on this movie? I don't know. Why don't they just be bald or whatever? What difference does it make?
It's just the hair and mustache dude was in the weeds. Gonna need another stash on set.
No shit.
Get that toupee rack up here.
No kidding. It's a big part of the budget, looks like.
I mean, that's a stick-on. Look at that. Is that real? Who grows a stash like that?
It might be a stick-on. Is that the mayor or something?
It should be the mayor.
Yeah, I think that was the mayor's office.
We now have the bat signal. So if there's any problems, no.
We're going to be good. What? He's the mayor. I don't have time for this shit.
So they're still going to make Tyne Daly still got to roll in a skirt. Even though she has to chase after criminals?
I guess.
Huh.
Maybe she wants to wear a skirt.
Where's the women's libbers?
That's probably pretty loose.
Oh, so his friending of the black people was just a scam?
I guess. I don't know what the hell's
going on.
I thought he was getting information from those brothers.
I think there's a cover up. Oh, so she's being used.
I'm sure she doesn't mind.
Stop eating those chips.
I've eaten too much today. I don't know if Clint Eastwood knew they were going to arrest that guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knew. I don't know what the hell.
I thought they got along fine.
That's what it seemed like.
I don't think... Are they just making stuff up in this case? This thing doesn't make any sense. They need to look for the bazookas and the Chilean dude.
Well, I know we haven't seen them in a long time.
I mean,
where are they?
San Francisco is pretty diverse.
It is.
I mean, every scene, these people have some hustle.
I know.
Moving around these things.
They're busy and have stuff to do. Speeches to make.
This is a time before Facebook and internet. You guys got it easy.
That's true. I was in Half Price Books today, and a lady came in there and asked for Facebook for Dummies. It made me laugh. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, it's just some bullshit thing. Just go check it out, you know.
I actually, if you didn't find it, would be interested in that book. Even though I can't stand Facebook.
I'm not even on Facebook.
But your family is.
I know.
I don't think Phoebe, having a good time at the Candy Trail Ice House. Phoebe was tagged in Matt Waddell's photo. Whoa!
I don't want to be tagged and stuff.
I don't want to be on Facebook.
I don't like my pictures being for everyone to see.
I don't want to know about their comments. I friended a bunch of people on Facebook like I didn't even know when I was trying to like get my business going.
Sure.
I got like a friend who's in the valley and he posts constantly. He's like, I farted, LMO, or something. Like some guy I don't even know. And I know about his life. I know so much about this guy. It's like crazy. Like, I know on Friday he goes to the Cypress Lounge in McAllen and has a bunch of drinks and Jaegers. And
so why don't you just defriend him, though?
I don't have to do that.
I'm sure it's not that hard.
I wish I did, even though now I'm at the point where I'm strangely fascinated by his life.
Well, maybe you can go to Half Price Books and get Facebook for Dummies. And you'll learn how to defriend him.
I got this guy I'm friends with in New Orleans. He's like,
whoa,
I don't know.
Wait a second. Tyne Daly. She's nipping. Sorry to interrupt you. He's wearing that satin blouse.
Back to the movie, enough with the nonsense.
Yeah. I like to hear that noise that his gun makes.
I mean, we have to talk. I mean, there's hardly any action. In like two scenes.
Dirty Harry movies are very cerebral.
Organic. I hate it when people say organic.
Usually it's a douche thing to say.
You need to make it organic. Why?
Yeah. Unless you're talking about vegetables, that's about all it should be used. That's okay, too. Look at that view. That's nice. San Francisco's a pretty cool city.
Looks pretty cool.
Have you been there?
I have not, no.
Oh, gosh. Are you missing out, Scott? I mean, Mr. Negative.
Yeah.
No, it is a cool city.
Should they get to work? I thought there was a pressing case of a gang.
I think I've been to this park. I'm not kidding.
That's a nice looking park.
I think I'm lying.
Where are they?
Oh, thanks, smart guy in the back. Yeah, exactly. Wait, is that? Are you talking about what's the one by the bridge?
Let's get back to the comedy, okay?
Yeah, but I don't think that's where they are there.
We're not.
I
think it's in the Presidio. That's
the name of the museum. Oh, maybe it is.
They need to get to work.
They're getting vested. Now, we as an audience are going to really pull for both of them.
Are they supposed to have some romantic chemistry here?
No.
Not really buying that.
I don't think so.
He would clearly not be interested in time, David.
Exactly.
Good point, Rob. I think she's actually growing her hair out.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Have you seen her the way she looks now?
She's huge.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
She's big as a house.
That's sad.
Dude, you got to keep up with this thing, man.
And we do a lot of research.
You got to keep up.
A lot of preparation at P.F. Chang's.
Give me some more of those lettuce things.
We do need some of those. Boy, this is a long conversation.
Are they on the clock right now is my big
question. I know, that's what I'm saying. It's taxpayers' dollars.
So Clint Eastwood, he married the TV anchor of like the town where he lives.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like she's hot. Bam. He put that deal together.
Nice. Well, Clint Eastwood, I mean, he was big time. I mean, now he just seems kind of like a
hackneyed?
Grumpy old man or something.
Or sucks he talked to the empty chair at that convention.
I think it's kind of for real when he's telling those people to get off his lawn.
That's all he does. That's the only character he's got left is get off my lawn.
Right. But I think that might be really him.
That's all he's got. He's not this guy anymore.
No, but hell, he's like already, it's got to be around 80 or might already be there.
I mean, he's pretty smooth, I guess. I like it more in the Western sense. This kid is a little cheesy.
Well, yeah.
I mean, any which
way. It's also because it's the 70s.
What the hell is he drinking? Some clam juice or something?
They're beers.
It's a small
beer. Dude, look at that. That's like some of the first AstroTurf right there.
Look how skinny they are because no one's on steroids.
That's true.
Look at him.
That Phillies hat was fat.
It's like that green screw needs a little work.
It looks like it might be a little wet.
Everyone's rolling with a three-piece in this thing. Look at that. Bam!
I know.
To the ball game. Three-piece.
Well, seems like that would be a lot of trouble. I guess not.
He's going to finish his beer? Someone's going to finish the mayor's beer, huh?
Is he going to get shot or something? Because that one syndicate, they don't mess around. They just blow people up in public places. Uh-oh. There's the killer guy. That guy's killed so many people in this movie.
Things were so easy before cell phones.
This member of the crew doesn't do anything. I mean, that's the first thing she's done is just answer the phone.
This guy's got, what, 5 or 6 bodies on him?
At least. Because I'm assuming that even though they haven't been in the movie, like you can in your mind you think he's probably been killing more people.
They don't look suspicious at all.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
They're making a move on the mayor?
Yeah, I guess so.
So this is all going down while Tyne Daly and Clint are taking a stroll in the Redwoods.
Yeah, or drinking a beer or clam juice.
Our tax dollars at work there, providing that limo for the mayor.
Yep. Well, these cars, man, I mean, they're huge.
That's a Lincoln Town Car, and they had the...
Or is that a Cadillac?
No, that's a Lincoln, dude. That's the extended. Nice. They have the extenders.
Who wants a knife in their back?
God, I mean, that crew's just
cold. Well, I guess right after I said she wasn't doing anything, she's getting right in the fray.
Is that the Scooby-Doo mobile?
I've been watching a lot of Scooby-Doo.
Where's Velma?
I got Ella watching it. It's pretty funny. She got scared of this headless guy.
I remember that episode.
Yeah, I know. It's not scary, though. It's funny.
Is that what you told her?
Basically. I mean, she wasn't that scared.
This guy's got a 22, huh?
See that? You recognize that guy? He's been in other movies.
This guy?
Yeah. He's been in, he played the same old bit parts.
Is that Popeye? Yeah.
What are those? Are those stun guns or flashlights?
Have you ever worn a winter hat like that guy was wearing it, where it's all rolled up like that?
Wait, I don't even know what you mean.
You'll see here.
Well, that guy's a killing machine.
You know something I discovered about Rob yesterday? He's a pretty excellent cook.
Oh, yeah? What did you cook?
He's a pretty good cook. Let's get back to the comedy.
Oh, all right. Rob's never cooked for me. Won't even answer the phone half the time.
We played some tennis and he cooked some breakfast. Pretty good cooking. Here's Scooby-Doo.
Scooby, Scooby-Doo, where are you? You've got some work to do now.
Is that the song?
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that show.
He's going for it. Finally, some action.
Shaggy is Casey Kasem.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, that's it. There goes that disposable bazooka.
I used to really like
it. You just drop it now. That's it. It's a one-shot disposable. That's what he called it. Watch out. I've got my ray gun.
Where's the security detail?
Nice shot.
Huh.
He's like, uh-oh.
Obviously not in this day and age.
Whoa!
I'm the mayor. Taser?
Yeah, but like some hardcore one. It's like basically like nails in his chest.
Why is the mayor driving through like an area of Frisco where there's absolutely no people?
Boy, I don't know. That's a dirty looking place right there. Pallets everywhere. PVC pipe.
I think Dirty Harry's going to show up because the base is getting started here.
Right.
Oh, they got a boat? Is nice. That Fidel or Raul Castro? You decide.
What's that all about?
She leaves a tin star.
Is that what she does? Huh. Well, this thing is getting intense.
So there's going to be a water chase, maybe?
I don't know. Boy, that water's cold, huh?
Speaking of Casey Kasem. Number 7 tonight, we got Hall & Oates.
Look at that lady's hair, man. That's crazy. Holy macaroni. Boy, she got right involved.
She's doing some stuff on the payphones. Caller number 5.
She's making some demands over the airwaves.
Who else is on the phone?
Was that George Washington?
It's like a homeless person. She left another clue.
A clue? I guess with all that talking about Scooby-Doo.
She's pretty crafty.
It's got us talking about clues. She did leave a clue.
Don't get it going. He's got time to play some pool?
So, yeah, what's the dealio? I just took a day off or whatever? I thought when you're a cop, you were always a cop.
He's got time for some 9-ball, huh? Corner pocket. No English.
Team play. There's no I in team, Callahan. Well, that guy's always smoking a cigar.
Yep.
More like chewing on it. Sound like he made that shot.
Is this The Color of Money? I haven't seen that. Is Tom Cruise here? I'm telling you, Callahan, you're going to get back to work and you're going to get rid of your orangutan. I don't care about your hobbies. You still owe me for that.
Hey, man,
liquor store.
Look how huge that Adam's apple is. That's crazy. Like a large pecan or a macadamia nut.
So the black folks are getting ready to take another beating, huh?
What was the whole deal with them getting arrested and stuff, huh?
It was like a scam.
But he's still talking to Callahan. I don't think Callahan was in on it.
What the hell is this crazy outfit?
They're from, it's from Jaburu or whatever, remember?
That's not a place.
I know, it was made up, but I'm not sure if I might have just made that one up myself.
Should they be having this conversation at the schoolyard?
Probably not. That's a good point.
He's done with jail.
Maybe Harry did set that up.
Maybe. Waking up. What's going on? There's a lot of lip service in this thing, isn't there?
There is a lot of talking.
I'm sure there's a pretty engaging plot. We only followed along.
It's not really, but These movies, they are, I mean, they're interesting. Oh, but then it records on here and it doesn't sound good.
It'd be interesting if...
Like, we try to do everything of utmost quality.
Especially after we fired Jupiter.
Huh? I know, but then we wouldn't be able to hear that very well.
We had Jupiter and we had that whole scene working.
Yeah. Maybe we need to bring Jupiter back.
Maybe we do.
Production.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. Just don't be weird.
Uh-oh, hardcore movies. Yikes.
Where's that apple? He just tossed it aside, huh?
It's biodegradable.
Yeah, but you do it in the street. It's not like a compost pile.
That's true. That is true.
I think that hat fits him very well.
Oh. She's a man, baby.
Where the white women at?
Oh, he's a Giants fan, just like Jeff Bortz.
I have to get the guy on the horn one day.
Good luck. I think we did talk about him in the last movie. Well, it's because San Francisco.
The last one, San Francisco?
I don't remember.
Barry Bonds.
Great hitter. Big head. $75 in 19... What was it? 78 or something?
Is that a hex nut she's wearing in her ear?
It looks like one.
She must be married to a plumber. I got something for you!
She kind of looks like a man, huh?
She looks pretty greasy.
Yikes.
Is that Plumber Joe back
That's
there?
That's the enforcer. This is like the Bunny Ranch in Nevada or whatever.
So I've heard in blogs and stuff. I haven't really been there.
Right. I haven't been there either. Exactly, on HBO.
I'm sure it's exciting.
It's kind of annoying to watch.
I wonder what that's like, sleeping with a blow-up doll.
Why have you ever asked Rob? I don't know.
I mean, you've got to be caught up in some kind of crazy shit in your head, I would think.
It seems weird.
Definitely not telling a friend about it.
Can you even lay on it?
Oh, so this is like... In case it's a cop or some shit, or...
Like you have to say...
You have to say it's this little rubber doll, and then...
Here, take hold this. Juliet.
Rob.
Juliet, come on. Go. Go.
Good girl.
We're pretty open book over here at Rob Stovall Studios.
Yeah, if you're sinking, we're in the choking scene later in the movie. The choking coming down. Walking down a hallway. I think he's throwing down some bell bottoms.
Thanks for throwing down some bell bottoms. Believing, Scott, that somebody's gonna sink this.
I'm only BB finally swayed me.
What the hell is going on here?
Are they playing bingo?
No, it looks like they're putting lips on letters. Oh, nice. My name is Ingrid.
It's a scam.
It's like phone sex deal.
No, they made a porn. They want to send it. They're selling porn for $50.
Mabel, do you have any more of the red stick?
Job's a job, huh?
Is that Condoleezza Rice back there?
I didn't see comedy. I didn't know he was until the chair.
When Mitt Romney was biting his nails. Oh no, what's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing?
I didn't watch it live. All I heard, I was at a hotel. It was like, Clint Eastwood ruined it for Mitt Romney talking to a chair. I was like, Whoa, we almost hit that prostitute.
Jeez.
That guy had some serious underarm sweat.
Not very Barry Bonds-like. If I might make a pun of San Francisco.
Watch out for the old ladies.
Karate chop.
It's going to give him a... Not the plunger on my chin.
That guy caved in 5 seconds.
Okay, I'll talk, I'll talk.
That's it.
Who wants a plunger in their face?
I don't.
Me neither.
Disgusting.
Especially a used one.
I'd be holding my breath.
Oh, Lordy, that would be nasty.
I think you'd probably survive it, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just a piece of rubber.
I think you could. It's going to kill you.
No. It could, I guess, if you put it over the mouth or the nose.
I don't know about how it is as a torture device. Dick Cheney would be one to talk to about that.
Ooh.
Well, it's second to waterboarding and the...
not waterboarding.
Secret stuff we do.
Not waterboarding. Seems miserable.
Well, we can only get down to Guantanamo Bay and ask everybody about it. Hey, what do you think of waterboarding? Good? Fun or no? We're in shackles, Lee. Get out of my bar!
I got the files. Very thin file.
Can't you see I'm getting ready to get a burger, lady?
She did a lot of research for him and stuff.
Leave me alone. She's proving her salt with her savvy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. She's a good cop.
Please hire me.
Problem is, she's a woman.
This guy gets a reprise role? The
father. It's going to be Clint Eastwood.
He's taking communion.
They need to talk.
You can't fake him out at St. Thomas Aquinas, dude. I'm telling you.
Maybe they can do this after communion.
So they are buddies. They just connected.
So. Yeah.
This guy, he's been around for a little bit. I mean, maybe the new pope he could get in the mix.
That's crazy, man. Popes don't resign. Not in 717 years or something.
What about Benedict?
He resigned. Where's your sister? Tyne Daly. Why? I mean, he's a dirty priest? That's crazy.
Oh, never.
Well, not like in a drug syndicate or whatever.
Probably in Italy, but
here's that hippie chick I think that I said wasn't going to. Look at her hand!
Look at her hand! What the heck? The shootouts in the church? Oh, that's going to be on her conscience.
No, she had a big gun.
She killed a nun.
With a sawed-off shotgun about to shoot him.
Well, I guess that's all right.
Was that his sister or something?
Mm-hmm. That blood wound doesn't look very real, though.
I think it's she's a cohort.
The priest?
No, the cohort of the priests.
Right, exactly. But why was she trying to shoot him? I've been to Alcatraz. That place is pretty cool.
Welcome to the Rock!
Next
week, Segway? Yeah, maybe we should do the Rock. There's the killing machine. My guy's crazy, man. What's his name? What's the other guy?
These guys are still around? I thought they were done.
He's odd. What's the actor's name, you know? Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, Nick Cage?
He's kind of crazy.
Welcome to The Rock.
They're backing themselves into a corner here. You know, by holing up in Alcatraz?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an island. You can't really go anywhere.
They're... They took Alcatraz hostage? Is that what they're alleging?
I think it's closed. Mm-hmm. I know it's closed.
That doesn't make any sense.
They closed a long time ago.
Get the portable bazookas.
I guess that maybe they... Like I thought it was way earlier than that. I can look, but we're using the phone.
Mmm. Mmm.
Scott, look at when they closed Alcatraz.
I'm trying to be funny.
Well, we're obviously not succeeding at that. We might as well learn some stuff.
I think we got some good comedy.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
Good day, mate.
That's my line. Ty Daly's contributed a lot to this whole partnership.
She's a hustler.
She is.
I'd hire her.
That's why she got the Cagney and Lacey gang.
I'd hire company.
To do what?
Should be nice. Alcatraz with a C or a K?
C.
Alcatraz.
I would like to have met the Birdman.
Can you imagine in this day and age meeting somebody like,
what's your, what's your, interesting.
What's your kid's name? Alcatraz. Huh. March 21st, 1963. Got it.
Nice.
That's the age we're living in. No Dewey Decimal System needed.
Oh, sir. I used to have a lot more bets. Like, at, you know, at the bars or in this situation, like, it take a long time to look it up. You have to...
63?
Yeah.
Why? It's too expensive to run?
Like, I think that was basically it, yeah.
Well, that's after Sean Connery and Nick Cage busted out or whatever.
They had people living on there and everything. They had to bust out the trash and the, you know, and all the goods.
Welcome to The Rock.
There was kids out there and stuff.
Was it? Didn't he star in a movie
the
called
Guards.
Escape from Alcatraz at
he
one point?
He did. It was a good movie.
Did he make it?
Huh? Yeah, they made it. It's a true story. I mean,
you got the idea when he was filming this.
Based, it was based on the, you know, the whole. Escape from Alcatraz.
It could have been the sequel to this, too.
I liked it. That's one of the few movies I, like, watched with my dad. Like, movies he wanted to rent.
Those are hard to find at movies with the parents.
Can y'all get, like, a data guy who will, not me, will sit and look up stuff up for you?
That would be cool.
That was supposed to be Jupiter.
Producer.
No, that's a good bid to have somebody to do that. Why, you could do that. You could also say stuff, too.
I don't...
Sex stuff?
No, you could say stuff. You just sit there and look at the phone, your primary role, but then you can also make jokes when you want to.
Say normal stuff, Rob.
Hold on a second. I keep on getting distracted away from the movie. There's only... Is there two guys? One guy left now? Oh, what? The killing machine. How did I forget about that guy?
I just don't get why you, if you were a criminal, why would you take a prison hostage?
No, it's not, I said they backed themselves into a corner.
Seems like a... And why would you want Tyne Daly on point with this thing?
Oh yeah, they're going to freeze on, right?
About to find out why.
Freeze!
He did. Why don't you shoot him?
You're not freezing, you're moving.
That's what we do nowadays.
Still moving. Oh, it's
just
the mayor.
Just shoot him.
Dallas would have already... Gunned him down with an assault weapon.
The guy in Grapevine, they just shot him.
Boop, 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 boop.
He didn't have a weapon or anything. They said he lunged at the police.
He was handcuffed.
He lunged at the police.
This guy's got a pretty good set of chiclets he's throwing down.
Let me see.
Look at those.
Oh, I know. They're pretty nice.
Tyne Daly saves the day.
That's a nice shot because that's like really hard to keep the gun like straight like that.
She saved the mayor?
I guess so.
Jeez, that's going to be good for her career.
She's going to get a commendation.
She's like, I'm going to take my dumpy ass to the front office.
Those little golf ball boobies. Earlier, you could see her nipples.
I think that's all she has is a nipple.
It's a little bit more than that.
We've definitely shellacked her look.
I know. I feel kind of bad about it. But
I do, but...
What else
that's what
do?
Happens when you're trying to be funny. Well, you're going to be right. Mean.
That's true.
And you're this guy. He sucks, too.
It makes sense that the killing machine is the last man standing, huh?
It seems like you could have too many weapons strapped on you, which would affect your ability to fire another weapon.
Right. That's why you need one of those disposable bazookas.
He's got one. He's a little.
Watch out, Harry!
Oh, no. Oh. Or, oh, yes.
Come on.
She's going to get, like, a memorial at that park they were walking in, I bet.
I think she might.
For time,
see, there's a disposable bazooka when you need one.
She's done, huh?
No, I don't think so. I think later on you see her in the hospital like, Harry.
That's a pretty sexy look, though. Dressed with the boots.
She looks like she just had a hot dog. And
pretty sexy for anybody but Tyne Daly.
She had a hot dog and just spilled ketchup on her shirt.
Yeah, the makeup artist didn't really do very good. They're probably in the weeds with the toupees and the mustache.
Oh, my God.
I don't have time for her makeup. I don't have time for blood.
A little too aggressive with the hot dog. Go ahead and make my day.
I just don't understand. Is this the same scheme that The Rock was too? Like Ed Harris was going to take it over and blow it up or something?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Where they've been like, sure, blow up the print. We don't care. Go crazy.
Are they were launching some kind of offensive or something, I guess.
They were jaded. We just got back from Afghanistan. Fuck you. There's an oil derrick on The Rock?
They do everything on The Rock.
He's going to get the thing. He knows how to operate it?
Disposable? Well, it's just like a disposable razor.
Did he Google it? Probably.
Pretty steady hand. He's not worried about the mayor being on there.
Oh, the mayor's going to fake for him real quick.
So that's where he chooses to go. Up the tower.
This guy is a...
It's a horrible idea.
Was he in The Greatest American Hero?
Uh-oh. Perfect shot. The mayor's...
Where's the mayor?
He's safe and sound down the below deck.
Oh.
He's going to struggle down the stairs.
I don't know if I would have trusted the blast radius of that bazooka.
That was a dead-on shot.
That's the big climax?
Maybe. It could be more.
We're going to have to sit through the Tyne Daly funeral, though.
I'm
going to
be all right, Harry. I'm going to be all right.
Tyne Daly was unlike any cop I've ever worked with.
I don't think she dies.
Get off my lawn!
I thought if you did one of those.
He said commendation. I said a commendation earlier.
Is he Irish? Is that what he's throwing down?
Stand corrected. I ain't coming to the banquet.
Don't call me.
What are you going to do, leave me out here?
I'm going back to the Westerns.
Take your time. I'm sure she's dead or not.
Once again, no backup.
Well, Clint Eastwood doesn't need any backup.
Callahan!
She's maybe done, huh? Maybe she did die. I guess she did.
Probably alternate ending.
Shit, I didn't realize she died.
That's it, huh?
I think so.
Pretty sad. Probably not very funny, but...
pretty serious ending here. On the Rolk. Welcome to the Rolk. So you think those guys made it to San Francisco that escaped Alcatraz? They say they got eaten by sharks or whatever, but...
I don't know what happened.
Maybe eaten by sharks or freeze to death.
But they have that mile swim out there. Like, what do? They keep the sharks away somehow?
Right there.
Yeah. What do you do? You have, like, sure have nets or something? Right.
You know, like, probably, like, perimeters in or something.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of boats out there, I would have think, right? If they're supposed to be shark-infested waters.
Yeah. What do you think of sharks would be around a bunch of boaters and stuff? I don't know.
Not really people, I guess, either, though. That's the point. They don't necessarily...
there's not really a spot to feed. Walk. What's the feeding grounds look like, though?
Oh, well, that's it.
Oh, well. That was fun. I hope you tune in and somebody tries it one day. There's probably a couple of jokes in there.
Look for us somewhere. All right. All right.